Hey everybody, welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Stress Prescription by Alyssa Epel. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about stress, or did it just confirm what you already suspected?
Sam, it honestly reframed the whole thing for me. I used to think stress was this enemy I had to eliminate, but Epel says no. Stress is a biological signal designed to help us grow and focus. The problem isn't stress itself, it's how we relate to it.
Right? And she starts by dismantling the myth that stress is just psychological. She grounds it in biology, the fight or flight response, cortisol, adrenaline. But the predators we face now aren't saber-toothed tigers, they're emails and deadlines.
Exactly. And that chronic activation is what causes damage, inflammation, cellular aging, and all that. So the first step is just understanding the mechanism. She says instead of, "I'm stressed," say, "I'm activated." That tiny language shift changes the whole narrative.
Yeah, I love that. It goes from victimhood to empowerment. And she builds on Kelly McGonigal's work. The belief that stress is harmful is itself a major contributor to its negative effects. People who experience high stress but don't view it as harmful actually live longer.
That blew my mind. So she gives a three-step prescription: see the challenge, connect with your values, and choose a response. When you feel the pressure rise, ask yourself what's at stake. If it's something you care about, that stress is a sign you're engaged, not failing.
And that reframing turns the stress response from anxiety into focused energy. But then she goes deeper into telomeres. She's a pioneer on that. Chronic stress can shorten telomeres, making us age faster at a cellular level. But here's the hopeful part: certain behaviors can protect them.
Right, like regular exercise, sleep, and what she calls restorative moments. These are brief periods of deep calm, three slow breaths, feeling the sun, and savoring tea. They signal safety to your nervous system and break the cycle of chronic activation.
I actually started doing that. I take a minute to just breathe before meeting. And she says resilience isn't a fixed trait. It's a skill you can build like a muscle. She calls it stress inoculation. You expose yourself to manageable challenges to build psychological strength.
Exactly. Leaning into discomfort, like taking on a hard project or having a tough conversation. Each time you come through, you expand your window of tolerance. You become less reactive. And this isn't cold toughness, it's flexible, strong, and soft at the same time.
What I really loved was the social dimension. She says the most effective stress buffer isn't meditation or exercise, it's human connection. A warm hug or a kind word triggers oxytocin, which counteracts cortisol. So don't isolate when you're stressed. Reach out.
And giving support helps too. It activates reward centers and gives you a sense of purpose. Then she addresses stress rumination, that endless loop of worrying about the past or future. That's the most toxic form because there's no immediate threat.
The prescription for that is mindfulness. She offers a simple practice called stop, take a breath, observe your thoughts, and proceed. It's not about clearing your mind, just noticing the worry and creating a gap where you have a choice.
And then she connects stress to meaning. The most resilient people aren't those with the least stress, they're those with the most meaning. When you connect daily stress to your deeper values, it transforms a threat into a challenge.
She even talks about post-traumatic growth, finding a narrative that lets you grow through adversity. Not toxic positivity, but saying this taught me something. But she also acknowledges that some stress is just burden, financial insecurity, caregiving. For that, she recommends micro-restoration.
Right. Small islands of peace in a sea of chaos. A 5-minute walk, a moment of deep breathing. It doesn't solve the problem, but it keeps your nervous system from burning out. It's compassionate and realistic.
The final part is integration. She wants us to see our stress response as information. It tells you what you care about, where you're pushing limits when you need rest. She suggests a daily practice: Ask yourself what stressed you, how you responded, and what you learned.
Over time, that builds self-awareness. You become the manager of your own nervous system. I'm actually taking one thing away from this. I'm going to start saying I'm activated instead of I'm stressed. That shift alone feels powerful.
Yeah, that's a great takeaway. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. With over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
And that's really the heart of it. Stress will always be there, but you can choose to let it break you or build you. We'll see you in the next one.